We continue now with Nefesh HaChaim, Shaar Dalet, Perek Yud Tes, where Rav Chaim Volozhiner describes to us how the Torah is the name of Hashem, and therefore by connecting to Torah, we connect directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'shem Hashem Nikra Alav, ki HaTorah Kula Shemosav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person who studies Torah brings the name of Hashem upon himself, he makes contact with the name of Hashem, because the Torah in its entirety is the name of Hashem, K'mamarim Zichronim Levracha. As we know from the Gemara in Brachos, Minayin Lebirchas HaTorah Lefanem in HaTorah. The Gemara there is discussing two Brachos, Deraisa, Birchas HaTorah, and benching. And the Gemara says, what is the source that there's a obligation to recite Birchas HaTorah before studying Torah? And it quotes the Pasuk in Devarim Lamed Beis, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra. When you call out the name of Hashem, when you're involved with the name of Hashem. So we see that Torah is in fact the name of Hashem. V'chein Lamdu Sha'ozik B'Torah Shechina Shuria Imo. When a person studies Torah, he's in the presence of the Shekhinah. And again, the proof text is the Pasuk in Shemos, Parachaf, that when you're Azkir as Shemi, so again, we see that the Shem Hashem is synonymous with Torah. And now, Kedarko B'Kodesh, he gives us several passages in the Zohar HaKadosh to make his point. Uva Zohar B'Midbar, Kuf Yud Chesamar Aleph, Kama Chaviva O'Raisa, Kamei Kutchabrichu. How beloved is Torah before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the HaBachol Asar Demile Ba'oraisa Ishtama'u, because wherever Torah is being spoken, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is listening, Kuchabrichu V'chol Chaylin Dilei Kulu Tzaisin Limilulei, whenever words of Torah are being recited, HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the heavenly host, they listen into the words, V'kuchabrichu Asi Le'dayra Ime, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to dwell with him, Hadu Dechsiv V'chol Malkom Asher Azkir Es Shemi, wherever my Shame is mentioned, wherever my holy name is mentioned. Ube Parshas Mishpatim Kuf Chavdalet Amar Aleph, the Zohar continues, Kol man diintar arche doraisa vishtadlba, anyone who guards the pathways of Torah and is involved in it, kaman dishtadl bishma kadisha, is like one who's involved in my holy name. Ditanina no raisa kula shma de kuchabrichu, because we've been taught. It's a first reference, I think, in the Zohar in Yisro. This is a Zohar in Mishpatim, that the Torah is the name of Hashem. The Torah in its entirety is made up of the name of Hashem. The Ramban himself mentions this at the beginning of his introduction to the Chumash. Again, exactly how it works, is it one long name of Hashem, or it's permutations of smaller names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? But from beginning to end, the bottom line is the Torah in its entirety somehow is the name of Hashem. Just l'mashal, on the words Bereishis Bara Elokim, the first three words of the Torah, you could divide it instead, Berosh Yisbarei Elokim. Right, so there's different ways to divide up the letters of the Sukkim to create different Shemos and different permutations of Hashem's name. Okay, continues the Zohar in Parshas Mishpatim. So a person who's involved in Torah study is involved in the name of Hashem. Uman d'mishtadl ba, kaman d'mishtadl b'shma kadisha, begin the Oraisa Kula Shma Chad Kadisha Ihi, because the entire Torah is one holy name. It sounds like it's one long holy name. Shema Ila Shema De Kalil Kol Shaman. It's the highest name, it's the name that encompasses all names. Uman De Gara Es Os Chad Mina. And if God forbid, a person's missing a single letter from it, from the Torah, Kilo Avid Pigimusa, I'm sorry, Bishma Kadisha. It's as if a person is pogim in the holy name. This is why every letter of the Torah counts so much. Because if a name is expressing kviyachal the essence of Hashem, well then to be missing even a little bit is to damage the whole thing. Uve parshas vayikra, the Zohar continues, Rabbi Abba Pasach, kol zos basanu velo shechachanucha, Pasach in Tehillim, velo anshinan milule oraisach, we have not forgotten the words of your Torah. Mikan olifna, from here we learn, kol man de inche is the lashon of forgetting, Komande inche milule oraisa, anyone who forgets words of Torah, v'lo bai lemilei va, and he doesn't want to be lo bai, he doesn't want. He's not interested in being osek in it, ki ilu inche lekutchabrichu, it's as if he's forgotten, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, da oraisa kula shma, the kutchabrichu have, because the Torah in its entirety is the name of Hashem. Furthermore, in the Zohar and Vayikra, and Daf Yotes, Sofam at Aleph, da oraisa man diyashtadl ba misater b'itroi, Dishma Kadisha, anyone who is Osik Torah, is crowned with crowns of Hashem's name. The Ha'oraisa Shma Kadisha, because the Torah is his holy name. Umandi yeshtadol ba isur shem v'yisatar b'shma kadisha. Anyone who studies it is marked and crowned with Hashem's holy name. Uchedein yada arachin stimin v'razin amikin. And then he knows the secret pathways and the deep secrets of the Torah. V'chein isa b'reish parsha shmini. Uve parshas achrei mos in several places. And in parshas emar and in parshas korach. An amazing list of Mar Makomos, a theme that is developed by Arichos in the Zohar HaKadosh. For this reason, that the Zohar tells us that Hashem and the Torah are one. Why? Ki hu ushmei chadu, because he and his name are one. As I mentioned earlier, the first place I think we encounter this concept. The Torah in its entirety is the name of Hashem, and Hashem is one with His name. Shema Kadisha de Kutcher Brichu Mamish. Zaka Chulke de Man Zachi Ba, Man de Zachi Ba, Raisa Zachi Bishma, Kadisha de Kutcher Brichu Mamish. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Be Kutcher Brichu Mamish Zachi. The Ha Hu Ushme Chadho. So again, the Zohar says a person who clings to Torah clings to his holy name, Mamish. Rabbi Yossi says he clings to Hashem, Mamish. But again, it makes the point that Hashem is one with his Torah, which is his name. V'lachein Amar b'Tana d'Bei Eliyahu, we find the Tana d'Bei Eliyahu. Again, he returns to chapter 18 of Tana d'Bei Eliyahu. Shekol mi sha'osa merivam Talmud Chacham. A person who's antagonistic, who starts up with a Talmud Chacham. Such a person is, in fact, attacking a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ki ilu osa meriva al misha amar v'haya ha'olam. It's as if he's attacking the one who created the world. Amar Aviram v'hulu ba'atzoisim al Hashem. Dosan and Aviram, who we know from the Pasuk, started up with Moshe and Aaron. The Torah describes them as being antagonistic to Hashem himself. Lachin, kasher ha'odam ba'im Hashem. So therefore, when one properly attaches himself and comes in the name of God, hakol yireim v'zdazim imenu. Everyone is afraid of him, and everyone trembles before him and gives him the proper awe and respect. He's carrying the name of Hashem. He's one with Hashem. Kamo shekasav, as the Pasuk famously says, V'ra'u kol ame ha'aretz ki shem Hashem nikra lecha v'yaru mimeka. Or as the Pasuk in Tehillim says, ki vi chashak v'afalteyu hasagveyu ki yada shemi. What does it mean? Explains Rav Chaim V'lashner, ki vi chashak, you cling to me, bo yisparach mamish kiviyachol. Why? Ki yada shemi, because you know Hashem's name. U'v'parshas balak daf reish beiz amid aleph. A final passage from the Zohar. Tachazi kama chavivan inun de mishtadli ba'araisa. How beloved again are those who are osik b'Torah. Kamei kutshubichu, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ta'afilu bezimna de dino talya ba'alma. Because even at a time when there's midas adin present in the world, v'isyahev reshu l'machabla l'chabla, and Hashem gives permission to the destructive forces to be chovel, to be damaging, to destroy. Kodesh Baruch Hu pokid lei ilavei al inun de kamishtadli b'raisa. Kodesh Baruch Hu commands him, be careful not to start up with one who studies Torah. V'hachi amr lei Kodesh Baruch Hu, and it darshens the psukim in Parsha Shoftim, ki satsura al ir, when a person lays siege upon a city, begin choveihon sagiyan, when one is punishing those whose sins are many, ta v'afkid lach al b'nei beisi, be careful, I'm commanding you about the members of my household. What does that mean? Watch out. Don't start up with the Talmidei Chachamim. Protect them. Lo sashchis es eitza, the Pasuk says. Do not destroy any tree. Da Talmid Chacham di'ihu b'masa. This refers to a Talmid Chacham in that particular city. Di'ihu ilana d'chaya ilana d'yahev ibn. Because he, the Talmid Chacham, is the tree of life, the tree that gives forth peros. Es eitza, the tree, means what? Who the Yahiv Eita Lamasa, the one who gives advice to the members of the town, who guides people through his Torah knowledge. Va'oliflon urcha dihachon ba. And he teaches them the path upon which to travel through life. Valda lo sashchis es eitza lindocha lav garzen. Lindocha alei dina. Don't bring any midas adin. Just like you shouldn't chop down this fruit bearing tree. Don't bring any midas adin upon the Talmud Chacham. And do not display before him the char of lohetes, the fiery sword, so to speak. Because this one is really called Adam. What does that mean? Because he's the one who's known and knows above and below. And all of this protection is commanded to one who studies Torah. So again, what is chesed is, to be osik in the name of Hashem, which in so many ways is the essence of Hashem, to be able to attach ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the study of Torah, and again, as we've seen in all of these chapters, to continue to receive the bracha and the shmirah of one who studies Torah.